Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. Be joyful. I hope you're excited about the week, looking forward to the week. I have a bunch of stuff to do, but my shoulder is finally getting better. And I was reading this morning about praying, and there's something that kind of jumped out at me, and I'm going to go over it. But first, I'm going to start in Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. It says, "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily, verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." Praying is about you and God. It doesn't say to pray to Jesus Christ. It says to pray to thy Father, to pray to God in secret, and he that seeth in secret will reward thee openly. Pray to God and make that relationship with Him. Verse 7, "But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking." When you pray to God, you pray an earnest prayer. You pray a prayer that has to do with you. It's not a repetitious prayer. It's actually asking for something to be given, which I'll be going over. Verse 8, "Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask." God knows what you have need of before you ask, but God's not gonna, He doesn't possess. It's on you to ask. Ask and it shall be given. Ask and it shall be open. The door is going to be open to you. You got to ask God. You got to pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. If you jump, I'm going to skip the verse that talks about be anxious for not one thing, but you're to be anxious for not one thing. Actually, you know what? I'll go over. If you go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, be anxious for not one thing. You're not to be anxious for one thing. That's kind of hard, but you're not to be anxious for one thing. But in everything, by prayers to God and supplication, which are prayers of personal need, with thanksgiving, let your specific requests be declared or made known unto God. You're not to be anxious. And when you are anxious, you go to God and you pray in secret to Him. Not openly so that everybody can see, but it's between you and God. And that's what's so beautiful. It's a personal relationship. If you go to 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, this is the one that I've like really been thinking about. It says, "And this is the confidence that we have in Him toward God, that if we ask anything according to His will or His desire, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him." He hears you and He knows what you're asking. But what I think is interesting is the word ask is ask for something to be given, not done. You're not asking for an outcome. You're asking for something to be given. Show me what you want me to do. Show me how to get out of this. Show me the best way to handle this situation. Not for the situation to be X, Y, and Z. Which I think is really interesting. Because and frankly, today is the first day I've ever seen that. Ever. And I've read that verse 1,000 times. It's ask for something to be given. Ask God to show you in all thy ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall absolutely direct thy path. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask to be given, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. It's all asking in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's why the word is specific. It's praying to God. I'm going to finish up with this. If you go to 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. "And the Lord knoweth how to rescue or deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto a day of judgment to be punished." God knows how to get you out of each and every situation. It's a rescuing. It's not kind of, He will rescue you out of any situation. You ask and pray to God, always to God, never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God and you lift it up in my name is what Christ said. He lifted up in the name of Jesus Christ, knowing that God will take care of each and everything that's going on in your life. Have a beautiful day today. Again, pray the big prayers, pray the small prayers. Pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. And I just thank you for each and every situation. I thank you for just the blessings you've provided with the family. I ask for increase, Father, that you continually provide for us and based on the checks I wrote last week, that you just continually dump that money into the bank, Father. I thank you again for the moments of my life, for the people you've surrounded me with. I thank you so much for the things that you've given, and I just ask for a great day today and for continual health with my brother and that he gets better and better. I also thank you for my shoulder, that it's getting better, and I just lift up a great day to you. In the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.